Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 845. The topic is training, and the title of today's podcast is Hyper Ice Product Review, Percussion and Vibration Tools for Recovery. So we're actually going to talk about a recovery tool, actually two of them, from a single company called Hyper Ice, and it's H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-E, Hyper Ice. Now, the company has actually sent me a vibration roller. So it's like a foam roller, but it has like a vibration motor inside of it and a percussion massage device. And these are sometimes referred to as therapy guns. And what it is basically a percussion tool. So it's a handheld device. It has kind of a nodule, like a thing that sticks out, and it can kind of like vibrate into your skin. It's the best way to kind of think of it would just be to YouTube or Google it. But Hyper Ice sent these two tools. So the one is called a Hypervolt Plus, and that's the vibrating kind of therapy gun, the percussion massage device, and a Viper 2.0, which is a vibrating foam roller. It was pretty awesome that they sent these, because it was $600 worth of equipment, and I have used variations of these devices before, and these are without a doubt the best ones I've ever used. So I'm super excited, and I've been able to use them with my own kind of recovery and therapy between sessions, and with all of my clients, my mother who I train, who's 60 plus years old and can deadlift over 300 pounds, squat over 250, and bench over her body weight. Pretty freaking awesome. She's competed in 3 bodybuilding shows, 7 plus powerlifting meets, all after the age of 50. And I've been using them with my now wife. We just got married about 2 weeks ago, so that's pretty cool. I actually got married New Year's Eve, so I guess that's 3 weeks ago. And she has competed in women's physique competitions and actually won, so she's very high level, and we've used these devices for her therapy as well, and they've been amazing. So I wanted to give them their due. If they made a great product, I wanted to talk about what that product could do and just the overall benefits of percussion devices and vibration tools for recovery. So, now who am I and how would I know like what's good is I do have a personal training certification through American College of Sports Medicine. I'm a corrective exercise specialist through NASM. I have a master's in human nutrition. I have a bachelor's as a physical education teacher certification. I've also been a personal trainer for 19 years now. That sounds insane, but it's been 19 years. I've worked with well over 2,000 clients, way over that. I just counted the names one day because I wanted to see what it was up to and just kind of quit once I got to 2,000 because it sounded high enough. I've also taught at the university level for 7.5 years. I taught exercise physiology labs, weight training classes, and things like that. And I taught over 500 students. So I've worked with a lot of people, been doing this for a long, long, long time. So I have a lot of experiential education with real-world application, and I have a lot of formal education. So what have I done myself? I have competed in powerlifting. Over the years, I've kind of been focusing on growing my business and helping other people, so I don't compete too often, but I do like to compete, so that way I have that understanding of the athlete's mindset, not only as a coach, but as the athlete themselves. So I have competed. I have a 700-pound deadlift, over 600-pound squat in sleeves. And I have a 430-pound bench press, which to note is after a lot of shoulder and chest injuries from when I was younger playing football. So I have the personal experience. I have the educational experience. I have the real-world application experience with clients. And I can tell you that these therapies are fan-freaking-tastic. They are well worth their weight in gold. And so much so that my dad and I actually even created our own variation of compression therapy. So percussion therapy is a high-speed, repetitive kind of pressure, touch point pressure on a muscle. So it's kind of like somebody's poking your muscle. Now this is very on purpose and very scientific and very education based, but essentially it's somebody just poking your muscles. And repeatedly, what compression therapy is there's a continuous pressure. So it's been referred to as a lot of different things, but essentially it would be like rolling weighted devices on you. So rather than you rolling on a foam roller, It would be a foam roller that had a lot of weight. It can sometimes weigh as little as 10 pounds, 15 pounds. It can sometimes weigh as much as 300 plus, and you would actually roll out muscles. The reason why that works is if there's existing muscular tension, meaning there's tight muscles. The body has tight muscles often because it's kind of registered some trauma to the muscle, and it keeps some tightness and tension in the muscle to try to protect the area. And then also there can just be some need for a higher degree of recovery, meaning the muscle needs to kind of be like peeled open, pried open, coaxed open, so you can get blood flow and water flow in there. But that's basically what compression does, is it creates pressure above what the current muscular tension wants to resist. If you put that pressure on the body long enough, the body will actually relax the muscles to relieve the kind of tensional stress it feels trying to tighten the muscles against the pressure. So if you have tight muscles, you put heavier pressure on the muscle, more than what your tightness represents in terms of poundage, the body will then relax the muscles to ease that tension. So it's a pretty cool kind of response to the body. It's very predictable. You know, we know the body will do that. So it's a great way to get the body to release tight muscles. Now, if you don't have compression devices or very heavy rollers, there are companies that sell them. Actually, my dad and I were the first people to make a weight loadable compression device where you could kind of get a hub for a roller and insert your own plates to make it any weight you want. So that was pretty cool. Pretty awesome that we were the first to invent that. And then what percussion tools are and vibration tools are, they have a similar effect without needing all the poundage. So basically the percussion tool, it's going to like just poke into the muscle at a really high speed. So it's going to create very short bursts of high pressure. And this is actually totally safe, totally fine. Chiropractors and physical therapists would use this stuff on a regular basis. And then vibration does a similar sense to where the kind of short motion, the vibration motion tends to coax the muscle to ease up on tightness. It also helps with creating more blood flow and kind of getting a muscle warmed up and ready for movement. Now, when you add the concept of rolling, why would you have a foam roller that vibrated? Well, you have the vibration benefit, and rolling is actually really good for kind of peeling apart layers of muscle tissue or myofascial tissue that is stuck to skin or stuck to muscles, and it helps to kind of peel that apart. One of the best ways to explain this is when you have muscle damage, if I were to cut, you know, make a cut on my left forearm and a cut on my right forearm, I were to touch those cuts together and then say I went to sleep overnight, those two cuts would actually grow together. The skin would grow together, even though it was left forearm and right forearm. The body doesn't know that. It just grows similar tissues together. Well, this can cause like adhesions. This can cause like kind of tight, like, kind of spots in our muscles that don't glide and slide like they really should. And that can cause impingements and pains. So one of the ways to kind of break that up is similar to how we would open a plastic bag in a grocery store. If we're having trouble opening a plastic bag in a grocery store, we create pressure, we pinch the bag, the layers of the bag, and then we rub, and that peels apart the layers. So that's essentially what we're looking to do with vibrating foam roller, is the vibration helps to create like easing of tension. The rolling part, the compression and roll, helps to create that peeling apart effect. So when you add in these concepts, depending on exactly what the issue is that's needed for recovery, but you add these concepts together and you can cover a broad scope of issues. So what I figured would be helpful to do today would be to discuss the ways in which I've been using the two devices that the company HyperIce has sent me. Now, again, I have used other brands and other companies, and I'll talk about that after I talk about the applications. But these are definitely the best ones I've ever used. So for the Viper, which is a vibrating foam roller, five examples that have come up with the last 2 months of having the device has been, one of my favorite ones is actually to put it under my feet. So I actually sit at my desk or sit at a chair, and I'll turn the vibration on for the foam roller, and I'll actually have it set underneath my feet. It is amazing. If being a personal trainer and being on my feet, I remember when I was younger in my career, I used to train 5 hours in a row, standing on my feet, talking face-to-face with clients. I had a 2-hour break for lunch, and then I'd train another 7 hours. So I would work 12 hours a day, 5 days a week on my feet. I worked another 5 to 6 hours, sometimes even 7 on Saturdays. And that was a lot of pressure on my feet, especially being kind of a heavier build. I'm not fat. I am very lean. I have kind of fabs, meaning I have abs that are getting kind of vaguely see, so fat abs, at 285 pounds. I'm 6 foot tall, 285 pounds, decent build, but walking around at 285 pounds is going to create a lot of pressure. So I've worked over the years to work on actual arch strength in my feet and work on calf strength to eliminate any plantar fasciitis issues. And I found that putting the roller underneath my feet, especially with the vibration, it really helps to relax arch tension and muscular tension in my feet at the end of the day. It feels amazing. And it actually increases blood flow into my ankles. So my ankles feel kind of more mobile after I'm done. My feet don't have that kind of pressured sensitivity, almost like bruised feel. They actually feel kind of refreshed and definitely have released tension. So that has been actually my favorite way to use the Viper 2.0, the vibrating foam roller, has been under my feet at the end of the day. Another one I've done with it is to lay on my back, and I'll actually put the roller, foam roller, up under the kind of the top part of my hamstrings, like right under my butt, and that has been amazing to help relax my hamstrings, which also helps to ease lower back tension. So I've been doing this for myself. I've also shown it to my wife, shown it to my mother, I've shown it to clients, and everybody really loves that position. It's just really relaxing. You can just lay there for a couple minutes. And it really helps to ease tension in the hamstrings, ease tension in the lower back. So if anybody has any kind of lower back fatigue from standing or from workouts, such as like deadlifts or squat workouts or things like that, or overhead presses, that's actually a really great therapy to use to kind of relax some of that stress. The other things we've been doing is to lay in our belly, and we'll have the foam roller, like almost like doing adductor foam rollers, like groin foam rolling, but having the vibration on as well. It really helps to kind of open up freedom of movement in the adductors and groin, and it helps get blood flow into the area to better prep you for squats and lower body workouts. So I have clients, especially if they have improper hip tilt, just due to general muscular tightness or due to inactivity throughout the day, like if they're sitting at a desk all the time. But if they have any hip tilt issues, we almost always will prescribe some type of foam rolling for the adductor and groin to help loosen up the tight musculature in that area to help create a more neutralized hip tilt position before we go into workouts. So be able to add that foam rolling concept with vibration has been said by every single person that's done it to be more effective than the foam roller by itself. Then also laying on your belly, you can actually lay with the foam roller underneath your kind of pec tie-in, the outside of your chest where it kind of connects into the shoulder. And that's awesome for releasing tightness of the chest. So our male clients with really big kind of chest muscles have said that that's really helped a lot. The women have not noticed as much of tightness release in their chest, but they noticed being able to set their shoulders back better for better posture. So it's been interesting to see, like, if somebody wants to get rid of the tightness to just have better motion for a bench press, if they want to get rid of the tightness in the chest just to have better posture, that has been very helpful. And then the fifth one that we'll give as an example, I have 5 examples for each device. The fifth one is to lay on your side with the device under your armpit, almost like you're going to roll out your lats, the upper connectors of the lats into your armpit area. And that's been awesome. That has been super helpful for just feeling more freedom of motion in back workouts, feeling better preparation for back workouts, and also for overhead presses. So the Viper 2.0, the vibrating foam roller, has been freaking awesome. Now, can you use a foam roller for all of these treatments? Yes, you could. However, I have done all of these treatments with a regular foam roller, and now that I've done them with a vibrating foam roller, the vibration makes a huge difference. So if the Viper 2.0 is within your wheelhouse of cost and everything, it's absolutely worth it, without a doubt. I love this thing, and I'll definitely be using it. And if it ever dies on me, I'll be buying another one for sure. So I've already actually recommended to friends who own businesses like gyms and fitness centers and stuff that they definitely buy this for their training staff to use, not only on themselves, because that way they could just be better trainers, be healthier, and achieve better goals. They can also use it for their clients as well. So I have recommended these already. So the HyperVolt Plus, the percussion massage device, which is a kind of like a therapy gun, that's been awesome. So with both of these devices, we've used a combination of movement and vibration, and just vibration alone. And they've both been helpful kind of in different ways for both of those uses. So the five examples I have for the HyperVolt Plus, which is a massage therapy gun, the percussion massage device, is the neck and upper traps. A lot of people carry tension and stress in their traps, in their neck. And it's due to like computer work. It's also due to just general stress, like maybe driving. But a lot of times people will have their shoulders elevated and they don't even recognize it. It's just kind of like a posture that we have when we feel tensed. We tend to pick our shoulders up, kind of scrunch our neck down. And the vibration and percussive action of the HyperVolt has been great to ease tension in those areas. So I've been doing that on myself. It's worked great. My wife Meredith actually gets migraines and very severe headaches, and we found that the percussive device, the HyperVolt Plus, has been extremely helpful to reduce those for her. So the second she feels like it's setting in or kicking on, she can grab the device and use it on herself, and I can even use it on her, and it helps relieve the headache symptoms quite a bit. Also, the mid-back and kind of thoracic spine area, which is between the shoulder blades, so a little bit lower than the upper traps and neck. Sometimes I'll have clients, if they sit a lot during the day, or if they're highly active on one side of their body versus the other side for the upper body. An example of this might be a truck driver. Maybe they have their left arm kind of resting all the time. They move the right arm all the time to steer the wheel, like shift gears and stuff. If they have some imbalance in their arm usage, sometimes they can have an imbalance in the tensions of their shoulder blade muscles, and that can lead to pinching and kind of discomfort often when they start their workouts or when they want to go do a back workout. So what we found was, if we add the HyperVolt Plus, the percussive action of that, kind of like the massage action, with movements such as like scapular retractions, different type of banded work with scapular mobility, whether we're doing scapular movement or scapular bracing, we found that the addition of the massage, percussion massage device, has made a huge difference. So it has actually helped them feel like that pain went away faster, and they were able to kind of do bigger, better workouts with that added in. So that was a really cool effect. Another treatment we've been using is for the outer chest. So like we said, we've had some treatments where we lay on our belly and use the vibrating foam roller on the outer pec, and that has been helpful. Some people have just been using the therapy gun across their chest, and it's kind of dependent. Some people, if they have a bigger belly, if they have a big chest, if they're a female, they won't want to lay down and get on the ground. If we have people with blood pressure issues or just general mobility issues, that could limit our ability to get down on the ground and use the foam roller. So we've been able to use the HyperVolt Plus as well, and they found that that's been a great release of the chest muscles, really good warm-up for the workout, just really good for establishing healthy range of motion if that area had felt tight. Then we've used it on forearms. Actually, I did a deadlift challenge with a fellow trainer, and we were comparing how many reps we could do at 405 pounds for deadlifts, and we both had a great turnout. I'll just leave it at that. I did well, but I was happy with how I did. But I beat up my forearms, so my forearms were actually really sore, and I was noticing that it wasn't in the flexors, it was actually in the extensors of the forearm muscles. So I was using the HyperVolt Plus to go up and down along the bone line, along the muscular lines of the extensors, and it actually really made a big difference. So the first day, just out of curiosity, I only treated my right arm. And I found the next day it was actually way more mobile than my left arm. So I went ahead and treated both sides. And it was actually really cool to see how that had a big effect in range of motion of my wrists, and actually just eliminating some pains when I was grabbing and holding things, whether it was throughout the day or at work, or whether it was actually in workouts. Then a fifth example we had used was to alleviate some kneecap tightness, like patella tendonitis type feelings. So we used a percussive device to go up and down the quad. Then we stayed right at the muscular connection to the patella tendon, the top tendon. And we combined that with the use of TKEs, which are terminal knee extensions with bands, and found that that's actually really been helpful. So I have one client who had really, really, really bad knee health. They've had patella tendonitis issues their entire life, and it's kind of genetics, but they've found that this treatment has been a great way for them to get their knees moving smoother and get them warmed up faster. So we've been able to do even more in their workouts, which is going to help kind of progress all of their goals and spend less time doing treatments and therapies. So those were five examples for each device: the vibrating foam roller, the Viper 2.0, and the percussion massage device, the HyperVolt Plus. And if you are considering using these types of therapies, or if you've ever wondered about them, they absolutely work. I do love them. I do like them. I use them with clients a lot. It's something that, out of all the therapies that are out there in the world, this is a pretty predictable one that you know it's going to work well, and most people like it. So I do recommend it. I have recommended it, actually, and I think it's well worth the cost. I don't know the exact cost. I think the vibrating foam roller is $200. I think the HyperVolt Plus, which is their most advanced version of the percussion massage device, is around $400, but I know they have some cheaper versions. The HyperVolt Plus, what I liked the most about it is the strength of it. So I have bought cheaper variations of these devices on Amazon to try to save money before, and it was actually a waste of money. We actually needed more pressure than what the motor of the previous devices could provide, so we burned them out and maxed them out and ruined the motors because we couldn't get enough from them. So in my attempt to try to save money over the years, I actually spent more than I would have if I'd have just bought the HyperIce equipment in the first place. So lesson learned for me. And like I said, I have recommended this. I've recommended it to a friend who owns a very large training facility with multiple trainers. I definitely recommended that he should get that. He actually came down to the gym to try them out. So that was pretty cool. And I have clients who are physical therapists, chiropractors, and even CrossFit coaches, and I've told all of them about the benefits of these devices and my thoughts towards them. So if you were ever wondering about vibration and percussion tools for recovery, they absolutely do work. The concepts are pretty solid, and when you would try them under the right protocols and kind of the right usage, you will see difference. So they're definitely great methods for recovery. Now, for the HyperIce products themselves, they are the best version of their purposes that I've ever used. So it's pretty awesome to be able to get the opportunity to use these devices. I've used them for 2 months now and have absolutely loved them. Everybody I've used them on has loved them. So we have great, great, great words, great reviews for them. So if you're considering getting a percussion device and or vibration device, HyperIce Company would be an absolutely fantastic product. And the cost is going to be actually very small when you consider the life span of these devices. You will have them for a very long time. So the price point and the initial investment is going to be well worth it in the long run. So thank you to HyperIce for letting me try these products, and I love them. I will be buying more, so thank you very, very, very much. And I wanted to share my experience with everybody else so they could kind of learn from it. And if you're going to get into, if you do need any type of recovery, you'll know that these recovery methods are worthwhile. And if you want a company or brand name that you feel is reputable and going to be high quality, it would be HyperIce. Great. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you do need anything, if you're having any kind of recovery issues, remember I'm a corrective exercise specialist, so I can help you. Just reach out to us at our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell us what you're struggling with, and we'll help you make a kind of a game plan for it so we can address it and move on, and you can get closer to your goals and live pain-free. So if you need anything from us, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. Great. Well, if you like today's podcast, if you think it was helpful, please actually click like on this episode. It helps the podcast be found better in searches on different podcast platforms. Also, if you like the podcast itself, please share it. You can share it on social media, email, text message, conversations with a friend. But the more people we share this podcast with, the healthier and happier lives we can help them live. Also, if you like this type of information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.